You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one from Maria Minerva, California-based musician, originally from Estonia. That's actually from a forthcoming LP to be released on the Not Not Fun label. We got more from that label coming up in a bit, including something from the new, highly anticipated Rangers LP, but we got some new stuff from Andy Stott coming up, Ross G, Lee Noble, A Winged Victory for the Sullen, which is a sort of a new project from Adam Wiltsy of Stars of the Lid, new stuff from Hobo Cubes, Grouper, Vinyl, Williams, Waterboarders, kind of a beat heavy edition, no garage rock or psych this week, sorry y'all. Anyways, gonna keep that going there a little bit with Blue Daisy here from the UK, new LP on Black Acre called The Sunday Gift, and the song here is called Shadow Assassins.
Long ago, the name Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
Back to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was taken from a double 10-inch released by Roz G and the Alkibulan space program. Apparently Alkibulan means African. This is actually a collection of tracks cobbled up from recent 12-inches, including one 12-inch where he sort of reinterpreted Sun Ra tracks. Just rearranging the names and taking pieces of the music and adding his own beat-wise production to it. That track there was taken, not entirely sure which 12-inch that one's from, but it's called Mush Mouth, I Can't Feel My Face. And that double 10-inch is called Space Bass Is the Place, another Sun Ra reference there. Right before that, we heard Blue Daisy from the UK with Shadow Assassins, taken from the Sunday Gift, a recent LP released on Black Acre, and we had Maria Minerva from, I believe, L.A., formerly from Estonia, start everything off this morning with Kairi Eliason, taken from Sacred and Profane, a forthcoming 12-inch to be released on Not Not Fun, I think, in the coming weeks here. Right now, we've got something from the fairly prolific Andy Stott, who's been making music since about 2005. Started off mostly in the house genre, but the last year or so has seen him submerge his music a bit more and gone into headier, bass-heavy tones and stuff here. He's on the Modern Love label, which released those great Demdike Stare records. So if you're on that tip, I highly recommend checking out some Andy Stott stuff here. Anyways, this is taken from a recent double 12-inch called We Stay Together, and this song here is called Bad Wires.
We'll be right back. Thank you. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour, WinnieCooper.net and Mint Productions present Humans, Music Video Premiere Party. Vancouver's best electronic act will perform live with San Franciscan French house duo Loose Shoes and other special guests. A top secret after party will go down, but further details are only available at the show. Tickets available at the door for Humans Video Release Party, Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour. For more information, visit www.winniecooper.net. Sponsored by CITR.
Back with the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9 FM. The last track we heard there was RXRY, taken from a new LP released by Sweat Lodge Guru, the main guys behind OMG Vinyl, an excellent blog updating all kinds of vinyl and cassette releases of all genres. That LP there is called Alpha, and the song we heard is called Evaporated. Water Borders before that, with a new LP on Triangle. That's called Bad Ethos, and the album's called Harbored Mantras. Regis before that with In a Syrian Tongue, new 12-inch just released on Blackest Ever Black. Same great label that brought us that excellent Tropic of Cancer 12-inch. Played that a few months back. And the song there was called Blinding Horses. Andy Stott from the UK before that, double 12-inch, released on the Modern Love label. And that song there was called Bad Wires. Right now we have a little sneak peek of the forthcoming Rangers LP. I think it's just about to be released on Not Not Fun. Double LP, a follow-up from last year's excellent record on Old English Spelling Bee. He's popped up here and there, including a split cassette with KW Jazz, but I think this is the one everyone's been waiting for. Anyways, New Rangers, this one song here is called John is the Last of a Dying Breed.
Thank you.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. The last track we heard there, the inimitable Grouper. From Portland, Oregon, brand new 7-inch released on her own label, Yellow Electric. That song there was called Water People. Before that was Lee Noble from LA, who has released a string of excellent cassettes. And finally, getting his debut on vinyl, thanks to Bethetic Records. The record there is called Horrorism, and the song we heard is called Your Privilege. And a very rare MP3 only release, pretty captured by it, so I couldn't help but play it. Vinyl Williams, who I think also resides in LA. That song there is called Higher Worlds, taken from an MP3, so far anyways, an MP3 only album called Limniscate. Very, very good stuff, and hopefully someone puts that to vinyl. Rangers before that with John is the Last of a Dying Breed, new double LP about to be released by Not Fun Records, and it's called Pan Am Stories. I've been promising to play this the last week or two due to some time constraints. Haven't really been able to get up to it. Everyone seems to know a little bit about Emeralds, and all three members of Ohio's Emeralds, have a solo and side projects, and Steve Hauschild, who plays one of the probably many synthesizers in the band, probably the least prolific out of all three of them, and he has a new record coming out on Cranky in the coming week, so I've got a sneak peek of that coming up right now, but we've also got stuff from the new Mark McGuire record just released on Editions Mego, and in between there, we're going to have something from Outer Space, which is John Elliott's pseudonym, and that's released in a very, very small vinyl edition on his own label called Wagon, and the series is actually called Wagon Limited, hand-stamped labels and covers, a little bit more difficult than what we've come to know from Outer Space and from Emeralds in general, but still worth a listen anyways. But first up, like I was mentioning, this is the Steve Hauschild, taken from his new record, or forthcoming record, I should say, called Tragedy and Geometry. This song here is called Peroxide.
Thank you. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones show, a little triple header there. All three of those last tracks, solo projects of the Great Emeralds, based out of Ohio. The last one we heard was Mark McGuire, and that is taken from his new LP called Get Lost, just released on Editions Mego, and the song we heard also called Get Lost, and Outer Space before that, the pseudonym of John Elliott, plays synthesizer in Emeralds, and that was just an excerpt from Side A, and that LP there is called The Last Vacuum Demos, Volume 1, released on his own label, Wagon Limited, a new series of very limited LPs, all hand-numbered to 200 copies or so, kind of hard to come by. Steve Hauschildt, before that, who also plays synthesizer in Emeralds, and he has a new kind of higher profile release to be released on Cranky Records in the next couple weeks. The album's called Tragedy and Geometry, and the song we heard there is called Peroxide. Got a couple songs left here for you before I sign off. We've got the student show coming up next. Two songs left here. We have Hobo Cubes from Montreal with Waiting to Return. This is taken from a double cassette four-way split released by Deep Tapes, run by Alex Gray, who also plays in the Son of Ra band right now. Anyways, this is Lee Noble here with Waiting to Return, and we're going to follow that up with a nice little ambient piece taken from a new record by a group called A Winged Victory for the Sullen, and it's actually the a new project by Adam Wiltsey, also known as one half of Stars of the Lid, and here he is collaborating with composer Dustin O'Halloran, and that's to be released by Cranky in the next, I think of it, next coming weeks or so. Anyways, first up here, we have Hobo Cubes with Waiting to Return, and we'll see you next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Student special feature has just started. We're going to be on from 11:30 till 1 o'clock. Yeah, yesterday night was the first night of Oops. Of course, it's the pit night that CITR is going to be hosting every week from now on Tuesday nights. So that was exciting. And we had some DJs playing from our new DJ program, that is run by Ochre and Brad, who are both student execs at CITR, or Brad is. But yeah, it was really awesome. It's a really cool program if you are interested in learning how to DJ. And once you guys get some experience from the classes, then you can DJ at our Oops Nights, which is super exciting. Get your friends to come out. And for Halloween, we will also be hosting a CITR night at the Pit on the Friday. And I believe that's going to be on the 29th. So it's going to be super exciting. We're thinking of some themes, bouncing them around. We're thinking Famous 27, is that what? I don't really know. We have to double check. But the theme is like something like people who die when they're 27, which include Kurt Cobain. I think Amy Winehouse was 27 when she died as well. So, yeah, we're going to work on that. And today I am going to play some more CanCon stuff because I haven't been really good with that lately. So we're going to get some Purity Ring, maybe some Ostra Braids, Gobble Gobble, who are now known as Born Gold, but we're going to get some of them as well. But yeah, let's start things off with Purity Ring, and it's actually a side project of one of the members of Born Gold or Gobble Gobble. So this is their song called Bella Speak. Grandma, my head is of wonder.